Welcome to the Dad's Night podcast, where ridiculous becomes reality. We're your dad hosts. I'm Chris Parrish.
And I'm Tommy Reed.
This week, we're joined by our daughters of the pod, DOPs, Lainey Parrish and Peyton Reed. We'll talk about what we're excited about for the holidays, our Christmas wish list, and we'll recap the last few weeks of insanity in the South Bay. This podcast is brought to you by the Believe Network.
Music is so good.
It is technically been too long.
It has been too long since I heard that.
We've had a couple weeks off.
I'm dancing.
It's great to be here. This is nuts, dude. We went to Costco about a year ago. Yep. We'll get into this. We put our vision boards together.
Yep.
We talked about this vision, and here we are. It's the holidays. We have our daughters, the DOPs, on the pod today. Possibly our greatest guests of the whole year.
I'm excited. Let's get into our three dubs. Where are you going? What you doing? What you excited about? Brought to you by Postal.com. Hey, dads, what's the easiest way to delight your customers and prospects? Sending one-of-a-kind corporate gifts with Postal's offline marketing software. Postal helps companies create meaningful connections at scale while tracking it all in your CRM. Learn more and get a free trial at Postal.com/dads. Chris, what are you excited about?
The biggest thing is this Friday. We are invited to the Believe Network holiday party.
Boom.
So we envisioned this podcast a year ago. We put it together. We've had so many FOPs. It's been a tremendous year.
Great run.
We've learned a lot. Great people, great stories. But Friday, I'm going to the Believe Network Christmas party.
I would be there with you, but yeah. I will be in Palm Springs celebrating my mother-in-law's 80th.
Oh.
So Lady Di turns 80.
Happy birthday.
On Thursday. She flies in Thursday. And
okay.
Friday, we're going out to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
So I would be there with you for the Believe holiday party, but I will not be. But I know that you'll be cracking open. I know you'll be taking your backpack of beers.
Yeah. There's going to be something brewing at this holiday party. I do have a question. Should I bring somebody in your place? I mean, nobody can replace you, of course.
You know, there's a lot of FOPs you could take in there.
Maybe we put this up for a poll this week. Who should I take?
Little Survey Monkey. Yeah. You know, Matt Green, Casey Edgar, Ryan Grant, Peter.
It's a long list.
Jeb Terry.
Matt Green and I, this week, actually, we start coaching Vetter and Bruce's basketball team.
Oh, that's good. You have Bruce?
We got Bruce. We're going to fire up the juggernaut. Our first practice is this Saturday at 11.
Awesome.
I'm going to set up the email. And then we're going to do a team lunch at North End after.
You know, perfect place for
that. Yeah, it's just for the kids.
It's for the kids. It really is.
What are you most excited about, Tommy?
Well, I'm most excited that I got through the football season of the BCS,
mm-hmm.
and even though we had a great run, we went to SoFi, had a great experience, and we came up short, and it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I felt like I lost the game for everyone. So.
No, that's not true.
I know. So my head's still in the ostrich hole. It's a heartbreak city. I'm replaying that final two downs over and over in my head.
Yeah.
I got Pete Carroll. I should have, you know,
I
was literally Pete Carroll, didn't give the ball to Beast Mode, our MVP, and
yeah.
threw the ball, and two out of three things go wrong when you throw it, and one of them did. And so I feel horrible. Then I got knocked down Survivor.
You were still going.
I was still going, and Seattle knocked me out. So I literally got Pete Carroll this weekend.
Tommy, that's a rough weekend.
It was a depressing weekend, but I got through it. I'm here on the pod. We have our beautiful daughters. This is our first time having a daddy-daughter podcast.
This is great, and they seem pretty hyped up right now. They're currently dabbing. Is this what they are doing?
They're smiles and
excuse me,
excited.
Kids. Are you dabbing?
But yeah, so Chris, I hear you have a new family member.
Yeah, so I wanted to break this news on the pod, but I called you last week. So
yeah, you were really excited.
My father passed away in 1982. My mom passed away in 2019. So you're at this point in your life, you know everything you're going to know. And then my brother this year decided he's going to do Ancestry.com. And short story long, calls me last week, and I have a sister.
It's crazy.
I have a sister. She's born in 1969. She lives in England.
Great year.
Like, born in the same town as I was born in England. And it's crazy. We've just been trying to wrap our head around. Her name is Diane. I've been talking to her, texting back and forth.
Diane.
I have a 26-year-old.
Lady Di. Another Lady Di.
Lady Di. 26-year-old niece, 23-year-old niece that I didn't know about until a couple weeks ago. She was adopted, my sister Diane. So we were texting over that first weekend, and I sent her a picture of our father. I have like five pictures. And she had never laid eyes on her father before. And Pops, my father was 16, it sounds like, when this went down, which is much too young for any listeners that we have. But she's an hour and a half, I think, from my family over in England. You met Cousin Jane in January, and it's nuts. I'm a middle child, Tommy.
Wow.
So as Amy says, that explains my desperate need for attention.
Wow.
Being a middle child. So see, Lainey's got a new aunt that she didn't know about. And I honestly, I can't wait to meet her. So it's just been tremendous. And I was always blessed with, you know, even after my father passing, my mom was a very strong woman. My stepdad, who FOP, DOP, actually, he was dad of the pod. He was here, in the spring, and my family in England, my aunt Monica, and they've always just been tremendous to me. So I'm excited for Diane to, meet her family in the next coming months. It's nuts.
It's crazy when you go exploring the gene pool of where you come from and what you can find out.
Yeah.
And that's truly amazing that now all of a sudden you have, a sister that you never met before that you're starting to connect with. And you know, maybe that's meant to be that you found out like this, you know? And so it's beautiful. Embrace it and explore, you know, new family.
It is. It is beautiful and it's amazing. And she's just so excited to hear any tidbits. And, you know, it's obviously super surreal, but then you wrap your head around it and you're like, this is a blessing, right? And you know, that's what you said when I called you. Like, you know, this person's been there the whole time. We just didn't know it.
Yeah.
And there she is, and she lives in Dover, England, the White Cliffs of Dover.
So. Fish and chips. You're gonna have some fresh fish and chips when you go over there now. So that's great.
That's I would have done that anyway. But we'll
that's
do.
That's awesome.
It. Yeah.
Well, I think we're both pretty happy with going into the bowl season.
Yeah.
My Buckeyes snuck in there. So after all year, a big undefeated season going into the game, and once we got into the game, we got beat really bad.
You got beat.
But there was only four big plays that happened. That's why it looks worse than it was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going up 21-17, you guys routed us, and we snuck in. USC choked.
Let's be fair. You didn't sneak in. Of all the teams left, you were the best one left.
Absolutely.
That's a fair statement.
So when we're fourth seed, we play number one seed
Georgia.
SEC. There's some things that can happen. So we did this again in 2015 where we were the four seeds, you know, got in. And we routed Alabama, and then we went on to
proceed. Was that Cardale Jones?
That was Cardale Jones coming in there, second string quarterback, and the team just took off. I think they're believing in each other, and who knows? We're playing in the Peach Bowl in their backyard.
Atlanta.
It's gonna be a really, really hard game.
Yeah,
but we're both in, so I'm excited about that.
And listen, if we both win,
it's gonna be the
January
best.
January 9th. Where's the game?
SoFi Stadium. We're there. We are there.
Feels like destiny.
We should do a live podcast if we both get there.
Yeah, we should.
Only if we both.
We need to both teams, because you and I control these teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We need to win these games.
We just need to get Jedi mind trick into them that we're going to be there in
September. I've been...
Vision board.
I got vision board.
Vision
actually,
board January 9th. That's probably 2023. I'm visioning it right
it's
now.
It's great. I've been talking back and forth with FOP Ty Law.
Yeah.
And it's been 10 days since we won the Big Ten. It's been, you know, 17 days-ish since we beat you guys. And it just seems all surreal.
It does.
You know? And,
hey, we're going to have a star-studded podcast if we can do that game.
I mean, listen, this is going to be nice. FOP, Justin Fry will be there.
You just never know. You just never know what
can
happen.
Tom Brady probably wants to get on the pod.
He probably does.
Well, see,
I don't know.
I don't know if we're going to have time on the schedule. We'll have to see.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I know you just came back from an amazing Thanksgiving New York City trip. Did you hit any of my pizza spots? I know Geeter did. He sent me a picture.
Man, we got pizza. We went through. We stayed with FOP Doug Baird and his lovely wife, Beth.
Nice, Dougie.
Down in Tribeca. And we actually, it was just a home run trip. We had a good time. We got pizza.
Oh, yeah, we got pizza. It was this really good place. When we came out of Central Park, they had really good pizza there.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so it was right on one of the avenues. Madison Avenue, actually, is where the pizza was. But it was like trying to fit everything in. We went to we had dinner at Del Fresco's one night. We went and saw Wicked, which is where we got this lovely glassware.
Yeah. Wicked was really fun.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. They have really good singing, though. I can only sing like that in the shower.
We went to the Rockettes, which
there you
was
go. Christmas Spectacular.
Yeah, it was way better than watching USA Wales.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Christmas Spectacular in that time period is a must.
It was fun. Laney and Amy and Vetter went ice skating.
Nice.
And I had beers and watched them ice skate.
There you go.
I think. And Mommy got to go shopping on Canal Street.
Yeah. The Village. Good old Village.
It is. So she got some merchandise. So we had a great time, Tommy. That was Thanksgiving. Dougie and I cooked for 17 people.
Wow.
On two levels. I cooked a turkey on the roof in the grill, indirect cooking. We cooked in the oven. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. We went up to Morro Bay to Karen and Scott's grandma's house and had a great time up there. Never been up to Morro Bay before. Nice little sleepy beach town. Really, really liked it. Did some wine tasting in Paso.
Ooh, love
Paso Robles.
Yeah,
love Paso.
You love Paso Robles.
Love Paso. Love their wines. Had a great time. Just a really, really good Thanksgiving. Got to go to my favorite winery, which is in Tin City, called Jacob Toft.
Ooh, nice.
Favorite wines. A lot of MSG, Mourvedre, Syrah, and Grenache blends.
You sound so sophisticated.
Yes,
right,
it was fantastic. Dropped a lot of money on wine, but it was good. It was worth it. It's worth the investment. And you know, I'm a little thirsty, so.
Time to move on, Tommy. Something's Brewing, brought to you by Pamos. Pamos is an incredible line of cannabis-infused beverages. They have Pamos spirits in two different strengths, depending on if you are new to cannabis or not, and you can pour them as a substitute for alcohol in your favorite cocktails. Or try the Pamos ready-to-drink cocktails like the Peach and Guava Bellini or the Tropical Mai Tai. Order Pamos to be delivered next day to your house at Pamos.com or get at your local dispensary. Now, Tommy, Pamos has been blowing up. FOP.
Been blowing up. Use the code DADS.
20% off.
20% off, free delivery the next day.
Unbelievable, especially for the holidays.
Oh, man, I've been having a lot of Pamos lately.
Oh. And you look good. And that's the great thing about it. You look good and you feel good.
I look good, feel good.
But we have a special treat right now. So, one of our local mixologists, Peyton Reed, is here.
Peyton, what is your favorite drink? What do you want to have right now?
Well, one of my favorite drinks is called a Shirley Temple, and we have all the things to make it.
And what do you need to make a Shirley Temple, Peyton?
We need Sprite, a cup of ice, and cherries, and some...
It's called grenadine.
Grenadine.
Ooh.
Okay.
This is classy.
For our listeners, Peyton and Laney have a cup of ice, a Sprite, and they have exactly the amount of cherries they want. So, girls, go ahead and open up your Sprites.
Oh, listen to that sound, Tommy.
Great sound.
How many Sprites have we opened on the pod this year? Just two.
Just two. Yeah. And here they are. And it's our DOPs, Daughters of the Pod. Okay.
You put the whole thing in there,
Peyton?
It has
so many bubbles, but then you think that it's full, but then when the bubbles are gone, it's like...
Yeah, okay. It's like...
All the way at the bottom.
Okay, good. I love it. Okay, so this is... There's something's brewing here. And now I'm gonna give you a little bit of grenadine, a little... just a dash, right, of the grenadine?
Can we add our cherries now?
Yep, you can put in your cherries now. Okay. Ooh, that looks pretty good. There you go. Exactly what the ladies, young DOPs, wanted. Put them right in there.
Can I eat one?
You sure can. And then you're getting me thirsty, so.
Yeah, Tommy, I'm thirsty as well.
And what do we have here, Chris?
Right here, Tommy, we've got ice cold Keystone Lights.
Bottled
beer tasting again.
A Matt Green special.
Matt Green special.
Cheers.
Cheers to you,
FOP,
pal. Here's
Matt
to us.
Green. Yep, here's to us.
We've got things going here. Everybody's got a beverage. We're all hydrated. Time to introduce our guests, I think.
Yes. So we have Dads and Daughters podcast. This is a special one. So I'm going to start first with the first question. I'm going to give it to Laney. Laney, what's it like being the daughter of a mega huge influencer podcast of Chris Parrish?
Well, honestly, it doesn't really affect my life in any way. There's just, he knows a lot of people who I have no clue who they are, and he brings over random people for podcasts, and I can hear him from all the way upstairs.
Ooh, okay.
So,
because there's some excitement, right?
He's kind of busy.
There's a ringing endorsement.
People send him stuff because they think that he's an influencer.
I am an influencer. What are you talking about?
Okay, and then Peyton, how do you feel about being a daughter to another podcast influencer, Daddy Reed?
Well, I'm usually on the couch watching TV, and you're in the garage, and I can really hear nothing. But when I come back there, you always ask how I am, and it's pretty nice.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it, folks. That's the feeling that our daughters have of their dads being podcast hosts.
Overwhelming pride.
Overwhelming joy and gratitude. Yep. So,
That's great.
Peyton, what is this that you brought here?
These are called talking points.
Oh, okay. Is that for us to play right now?
Yeah. So basically, it has all these kinds of questions. And it starts with these little things. It has a card, and there's lots of these different colors. The colors are yellow, green, blue, and red.
Okay.
Yellow is get to know you, and green is family time. Blue is what makes you you, and red is fun and random.
Okay, so I think what color would you like to do?
I think we should do the color blue.
All right, so here we go.
In what ways are you generous? Well, usually when someone asks for something, and then I give it to them, and if someone's like sad, then I cheer them up, and if someone asks for something, and then to another person, and they say, sorry, we don't have it, and then I'll just say, oh, I have that right here. Here you go.
Oh, that is a nice
That is very generous.
Good job.
Peyton, yeah.
All right, Lainey, your turn.
In what ways are you generous? I'm generous mostly at school, but I'm generous everywhere. But at school, if someone is like having trouble with like math or something, I can help them. Or like when they don't know what to do, then I can help them with that. And like outside of school, if someone drops something, then I can help them pick it up. And I help clean up the classroom and stuff.
So. That's very generous.
Very generous, Tommy.
All right, passing it on to Chris.
Am I reading this question?
Yes, you are.
Tommy, in what ways are you generous?
Oh, you're okay. Then you're supposed to answer it for yourself.
Oh, I was going to have you ask me.
No,
I've never been interviewed before.
Okay.
All right, I'll do it. Chris, in what ways am I generous? I'm very blessed, and I have lots of people in my life who want to be helpful with me. Take a couple seconds and think about maybe what might be helpful to somebody else, because we've all had those moments where people are helpful to us.
Absolutely.
So let me pass this over to Tommy.
All right. In what ways are you generous? Well, I feel like I'm a very generous guy. I feel like that I'm generous with my love to my family. I feel like I'm generous with my time, dedicating it to volunteering to coach, giving it to volunteering for the BCS. I'm generous with my gifting. I love the appreciation of seeing people happy.
Mm-hmm.
I love throwing parties. I feel like I'm generous with opening up my home to my friends.
You are.
And, you know, I'm generous, I feel like, with my friendship. I
you
really,
are.
Really value the bonds that I have of my different levels of friendship with so many people. And that's I consider it to be very generous.
I got to tell you what's annoying about you, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Is my entire life, my one calling card is that I remember everybody's birthday. But no matter whose birthday it is, there's a text at 6 o'clock in the morning on our text threads. And you beat me to it every single time, including Spiker on Friday.
Well, there you go.
You have it all dialed in.
There you go. All right, Peyton, let's have another Talking Points family card.
Okay. What do you enjoy most about each of your siblings?
Okay. Well, that's easy because you only have one. So what do you enjoy about your siblings?
I enjoy about my brother Grayson is because whenever I'm bored or sad, he always asks if I want to play something or something.
That's a great answer.
Okay, now pass it over to Lainey and let's hear her answer.
What I enjoy most about my brother, I only have one sibling, which is my little brother. He's 7 years old. I enjoy that he's always looking up to me and that even if I can be mean sometimes, he still loves me and sometimes he doesn't show it, but I can just know because he's always around and stuff.
Your brother worships you.
He does.
All right. Well, Chris, this is going to be a new one for you. It's like one.
I need to double my answers right now. What do you enjoy most about each of your siblings? Well, my brother, let's start with him. I've my younger brother, Jeff, he's the greatest man I've known. He's a wonderful uncle to my kids. He's a great dad. He can be very grumpy, but he'll always help out no matter what. He just sort of downplays everything, and then he just comes through every single time, and I can always call him no matter what, and I love him to death. So, Jeff, I love you. Merry Christmas. My other sibling, Diane. Honestly, I love that she exists, and I'm super excited to get to know her over the months and years. And I love that she's British, honestly. That's great, because we got a I'm a dual citizen, as you know, Tommy.
Yep.
And I'm just really looking forward to it. I've really gotten to enjoy talking with her the last couple of weeks, and I love that technology has given us the gift to where we can just get to know somebody quickly.
Very nice.
Diane, Merry Christmas. Here you go, Tommy.
Very nice. Well, here we go. I got a bunch. So what do you enjoy most about each of your siblings? Well, my dad blessed me with brothers and sisters and half-brother and a half-sister, so I got a lot. What do I enjoy most about each of my siblings? Well, first and foremost, probably when they leave the house. It's great when they come, and I can stand about 10 minutes, and then I get really excited when they close the door and leave the house.
Yeah.
Got to be honest, that's true. I love them all. I can't wait to see them, but it's all so great when they leave.
Yeah. This is live. This is going to be.
Yeah, this is.
Okay.
This is
live.
So,
okay.
But each of them have their own. My sister, Tara, I love her because she's extremely generous.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes.
She does have dogs. She's brought them to your house, right?
She brings the dogs, and they poop and pee all over my house, and then I have to get the potty out there. And Daddy really loves cleaning that up, or just finding that mysterious little pee stain somewhere. Tara, thanks for your dogs coming in. My kids love it. They love seeing Aunt Tara. I love that you really embrace trying to be a present aunt. You're always trying to, you know, come see the kids, and I really appreciate you, you know, always bringing in a gift. Reminds me of my of mom and how she would always love to gift, you know, and bring little special treats for all the kids. I love that Aunt Colleen loves to come visit the kids, you know, and she's also loves to be present and wants to be a present aunt, and she loves spending time and spoiling Peyton and Grayson, so that's really fun. Patrick, I love that he came up recently and wanted to be there and actually got to see Grayson play a football game.
Oh, nice.
Really appreciated that, and wanted to just be around the kids. So I love that. And then I love, you know, probably, you know, what's so great about my half-brother James is that he's so lovable and is really the sage advice that always, you know, I can always lean on him. He's like the oracle, the wise man. He just is so grounded and so loving that he always takes the high road. He always takes the better road and has taught me to be much more humble, but to really forgive. And if you're going to say anything mean, just don't say it and keep it in and just smile. But he's really kind of, you know, given me the ability to, you know, forgive and to let things go. And you don't know what their other person may be dealing with. So just, you know, try to take the high road and be there for them and just be, you know, loving at all times because you don't know what the other person's dealing with.
You know this, Tommy. I've been going through stuff the last couple of weeks, and I just feel like in life a kind word goes a long way.
Big time.
You know,
and I love my sister, Kathy, because her ability to be so strong, you know. I can't imagine what it was like to not grow up with, you know, my dad in their lives to, you know, for that crucial time period and stuff, mm-hmm. and I take that for granted, and how strong James and Kathy both are. My hat's off to them, and Kathy's really kind of always been one that I look to, you know, through adversity and everything, she's always just picks herself back up and just keeps on going on, and I really appreciate that about her. So that's what I enjoy most about my siblings. All right.
I also like the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we covered that.
Okay, so now let's pick out one more card, and that will be our talking point. So let's pick out one more card. Remember, these are the categories, so let's pick out a different color. Why don't you ask Lainey what color she wants out of the last two
what
colors?
What color do you want?
How about we do fun red, fun and random?
Okay.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I got so many.
I know a lot of his pet peeves.
So what is your biggest pet peeve, Peyton?
My biggest pet peeve is when we go to the store and when when mommy or daddy does not let me get, like, only this tiny toy. And the other one is that one I just like when we're on a party bus like we already did like a couple days ago, and then I was about to get the microphone and then I was like boop boop and it doesn't work, and then my dad just takes it from me, and then he says, and I just keep tapping him, and that, and he says, "I'm sorry, you were too late."
Okay.
I mean, those are two pet peeves. Those are big ones.
That's a big pet peeve. Thank you, Peyton, for those pet peeves.
That's got to be a recurring segment, Peyton's pet peeves.
Yeah.
I have a lot of pet peeves.
Ooh, let's hear them.
Oh, boy. Are they about me?
Well, let's hear them.
Well, one of them is when a mom or dad brings their sick kid into our house or anywhere, and they just let them, like, hack on you.
Oh.
And then they, like, are like sneezing and like getting snot everywhere.
I can understand that one.
And I also hate when people like their eraser is too tiny and then they try to erase something and then it makes that like really screechy loud sound.
Mm.
And then one last thing, this is a really weird one, is when someone like turns around but then they don't turn around back the other way.
Wait, what? What do you mean by that?
Like they go to the turn around to the right, but not to their left.
No, like they turn around all the way to the right, but then they have to turn back around.
That's a pet peeve.
That's a pet peeve.
All right, good job.
Yeah.
Ooh, here we go, Chris Parrish. What
you know,
some of your pet
Tommy,
peeves?
I'm turning into an old man. My biggest pet peeves lately are stop signs and people not stopping at them, and it drives me crazy. And I'm telling you, I would work for free for the city if I could just hand out citations.
My
and
dad gets very angry at
pet
people
peeves.
On the road.
Well,
this could be a new segment, Chris. I think we're on a segment.
You know what? I'm going to write this down.
I mean,
just like
Pod's pet peeves.
I want the authority to pull these kids aside and say, "Dude, I don't want you to die."
So they're talking about the e-bikes scenario.
Well, e-bikes and cars too. Like I watched a Jeep just run through the stop sign picking the kids up today.
They have Jersey plates? The Jersey roll?
No. Forget about it.
Okay.
Forget about it.
I mean, that's the main one that I'm thinking of right now. Is just the stop sign and safety, and just please, for the love of God. Also, don't bring a checkbook to the grocery store. You should go to prison.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, this is like a dream question for me right
so
here.
I'm going to step out for 20 minutes.
Yeah, so like this question is my favorite question ever. What is my pet peeves? Well, I got one.
I know a lot of them.
Okay, well, you're going to know when I say it.
I know your
My biggest pet peeve is when people... do not put things back where they belong every time. Like, I am so, I'm not going to say anal, but I'm so set in my ways of, like, this, my keys belong in the key bin right next to my computer. So I put it in there every time. So when I look for my keys, where are they, Chris? Where they belong.
Every time you do it, because you respect it. You respect the process.
And... My ear pods, where do they belong? Right in their case, charging next to my computer on my desk. So I know where they
are. Yeah.
Okay. So when people start looking for things and they ask me for help, where did I put this? I say, did you put it back where it
was found? Where you found it. Where it belongs, right.
Okay. So when I ask Peyton and Grayson, where's my music book? I'm like, well, shouldn't it be with your instrument in the garage where it belongs.
Yeah.
So people, please put back stuff where it belongs.
Well,
that's the only thing I ask.
Well, technically, you found his music book.
Right. Because he lost it. But okay.
Technically, she's not wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so there it is. So my biggest pet peeve is misplacing stuff where they should have a home for. Everything should have a spot where it belongs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wait, but
the cleats belong in the shoe bin.
Wait, but the elves belong wherever they want.
That's true. That's a Christmas technicality, Paige.
Yeah.
The elves belong where they go.
Okay, so the elves move around.
We can't control it.
It's because they go back to the North Pole every night to go tell Santa what happened in the house, right?
Yeah, okay, they're spies.
So they're not part of my pet peeve. They're definitely not. Okay, it's people who...
Hey, Tommy's got I got no problem with the elves.
Okay, no problem with the elves.
Yeah. Our elves today put a post-it on my dad's face in our Christmas card picture. And put like a unibrow and like Ooh. Big eyes and like
they drew on my the elves drew on my face.
Wow,
this beautiful
funny.
Specimen they just defaced it.
My elves know that my dad likes beer, so one of them went on our bar thing, and the other one went next to my LOL dolls on the ground, and then I was just moving them to the side. And then, like, she had, like, something and said, guess what I am, and I was just, like, trying to, like, lightly see, like, if it sitting on the back, and it was just, like, stuck on there, like, hot glued.
All right.
They're crafty.
So there you go, folks. So I highly recommend this Talking Points card set. It's really fun to play at dinner. I know my wife loves playing at dinner, and it's really good family time. So when you're eating dinner, pick out the Talking Points Family Edition and ask your family some questions. You will find out more than you even thought.
I love that because we play I Spy, but like Vetter loves to play I Spy, but I think we've run out of stuff in the house to spy.
This is great. I mean, it's really fun. I mean, bring out the Talking Point cards, Family Edition, and ask your family some questions.
And this is not an ad. This is from the heart.
No, this is great. It was actually my wife's idea to bring this on with the girls. So
she's a genius.
My mom was just looking on a store app or something, and she saw like this picture of these Talking Points, and my mom said my mom called me and was like, "Pay," and I was like, "What?" And then she showed me the picture of it, and I was like, and she was like, "Ooh, should we get these?" And I was like, "Oh, sure, they sound fun." And now we have these.
And are they fun?
Yeah, and
there you go, Dawn Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, so guys, our listeners, these are our daughters, Lainey and Peyton. And Chris, I think we got to get into our holiday Santa list.
I mean, listen, Tommy, it's December 13th. Let's do this.
Okay. Well, here we go. I'm going to ask Lainey and Chris. You could ask Peyton. Okay. Lainey, what is your most prized gift you want Santa to give you this holiday season?
Well, it's kind of big, but I've been asking for it for a while. I share a room with my brother, and it can get kind of annoying sometimes because I kind of want my own privacy. So I want to get my own room, maybe move downstairs or something, and like redecorate it kind of into like the more aesthetic.
I like that. Okay, Santa, that's a good one for Santa. All right.
Yeah, I mean, look, as a dad, they sleep together upstairs, and it's just absolutely adorable, and it's this moment in time.
And what grade are you in, Lainey?
Sixth grade.
But she's in sixth grade now. I know.
She is ready to have her own room. Santa, make it happen. I know.
Maybe Santa can just, like, decorate it, and then when you guys go downstairs, then you can see a whole new fresh room.
That's what I'm thinking.
And the elves can help that.
We got a space downstairs. Probably. Peyton, what is your number one most cherished item on your list for Santa?
Well, I only have one.
Well, this makes my job easy.
Squishmallows.
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 Oh, I love squishmallows. Oh. Vetter has one. It's an acorn.
Is that what that is? Where did he get that?
I don't know. They're like really fluffy stuffed animals that are like kind of round. Like they're round.
Is it like a pillow?
It's like a pillow and like a stuffed animal, and they're really comfortable.
Okay,
it's like
so
squishy.
My daughter's
really
bed
soft.
Has so many of these dolls and squishies, she can't even put herself in her bed anymore because there's enough dolls that can line, you know, FAO Schwartz.
Those, by the way, Lainey, we went to FAO Schwartz in New York City. What makes a squishmallow better than any other stuffy, Peyton?
It's soft and it comes in all these different kinds.
Oh,
this
they're
morning,
really fun.
Me and my mom, and we're looking at so many different ones. They're like, I want that one. Oh, no, that one. No, that one. No, that one. And then I would just keep, we kept looking and switching to pages, and there's still more. We didn't go through all of them this morning yet.
Yeah. Santa's an FOP, I think. I think he's listening to the pod. Yeah,
of course he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just go through the list. So Lainey, what else do you want from Santa Claus this year?
So I do dance on Mondays and Tuesdays for 2 hours.
Where do you dance, Lainey?
I dance at Fifth Row Center. It's really fun. Everyone's nice there. But I don't really have like good dance bag. I use like a Lululemon bag.
Like a Lululemon shopping bag, not like an actual bag. Yeah.
So I want a good dance bag that can hold like hair ties and stuff.
Ooh.
And my shoes.
I like that.
And then if I redo my room and stuff, then I would love to get a swing for my room, like
ooh,
a little
Serena
hammock
and
swing
Lily
thing. Not a hammock,
whatever.
But
no,
like
you're right.
A swing.
Serena and Lily.
Actually, I have two things on my list.
Wait, hold on. It's not your turn yet. It's still Lainey's turn.
I like a Peyton's brainstorming.
And then I would also like a hair straightener because I feel like if I go over to my friend's house, sometimes I straighten my hair there, and I feel like it would be nice to have a hair straightener because I could like have freedom with my hair because I have really long hair, and yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
I like that. Those are good gifts.
Peyton, what did you just come up with?
A swing set for my room.
Oh no.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy, this is an expensive podcast.
I mean, come on. There's no room in your room for a swing.
We could move my chair thing and then put a swing set.
You have too many dolls and squishmallows already. In the
room. Oh, I can give those away.
Oh, great. Now we're buying, giving away stuff.
Wait, you're already giving away the squishmallows that you haven't gotten yet?
No, there's not just squishmallows. There's dolls that
don't you like LOLs and that kind of thing?
How about like some books?
I like squishmallows.
Yeah, that's like
more.
Old school.
How about like fruit?
That's old
socks.
Socks.
I love socks.
I'll take squishmallow books.
No such thing.
Anything with a squishmallow brand.
How about a job? What do you guys think about that? Santa,
can
you give you guys a job?
Job.
You were probably the only kid who had a job. I
worked at a dishwasher.
Dude.
I was a caddy when I was 11. I used to get $9 to carry some old dude's bag for 18 holes.
I was a dishwasher at 14.
Look at us.
Yeah, look at that.
Earners. Yeah.
I do have a job to be your daughter.
Ooh.
Oh,
wow.
I have another job to work at school.
Oh, yeah. We have to get to school and wake up at like 6:30.
Yeah, that's
so you
a
think
job.
You should get money for that?
That's
it's
a
technically
job.
A job.
No, that's just called the gift of education.
Yeah. You guys are lucky. You're welcome.
The more you learn, the better you are in life. Mm. So. All right. Well, that was our holiday Santa list edition. Let's get into our vision board.
I have two more things.
Oh, two more? Okay, here we go.
Let's wrap it up. I'm out of my area.
I want body scrubs for after showers and stuff,
ooh,
you know?
Okay.
Because my skin is, like, really dry. And then I want a new hairbrush because my other one broke. And
okay.
It's
a lot of
really
hair
hard.
Products going on.
Oh,
for
wait,
Santa.
She's focused right now.
I have another one, too.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so this thing, well, it's kind of like a little sand thing.
The beach.
Oh.
Well, actually, I have two more. It's like a little treasure box that my brother got for his birthday. And then it has like a little gold thing. It's like sand.
Oh.
And you have to like try. It has.
Oh
like,
yeah.
All that
sand
stuff.
Like,
it's all over the house. It's like.
Oh, we did it outside.
Yeah. Oh my.
And then you
that
have
kinetic
like
sand's
a prize
the worst.
Sand.
Kinetic sand is the worst.
It's the worst.
Oh, I have tons.
That
of
and
yeah,
Play-Doh
like,
should be
I,
banned from
I,
every household.
I have tons of it, but it's not that.
Play-Doh is what you give to a guest going
it's
over
like
their house.
It's
right,
like
and you don't like them.
Like
not
sand.
At your house.
Yeah.
It's like sand, and then there's like something really cool in the middle, like kinetic sand.
Okay, yeah, we're not. Santa
right.
doesn't make that.
I'm
going to
go ahead and scratch that off.
Santa stopped making that.
Yeah.
Only China makes it.
Okay, yeah. So the other one.
Santa doesn't like it anymore.
The other one is that I want something for my desk. Instead of that, or like instead of this, like the swing, I want it like our friend Kat has it. Like it's like a little like oval, and then there's a string that hangs up from the top, and then you can like sit in it.
Yeah, that's the swing chair that Lainey wants too, but we don't have the room for it, and
yeah.
Your desk has so much stuff on it that you don't put away.
I'll give away my desk.
Oh my gosh, here we go, folks.
You're giving your desk away?
All right, so let's.
No.
All right,
I'm changing it. Right. Okay, so in front of our window, we can. Give away the dollhouse.
I've been asking to get rid of the dollhouse because it takes up like big square footage. It's like
yeah,
huge.
I need to give away that and
yeah,
put
the Barbie Dreamhouse, folks.
Oh no.
And then I'm gonna put.
I used to have one of those.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Right.
I think.
All right. Well,
Audrey
thank
now.
You, Lainey and Peyton, for your holiday Santa wish list. We hope that you get everything minus the sand
and the swings
and the swings.
Wait, what
the
swings?
Congrats
the swings
on your
are
new books.
Good add-on in my.
Congrats.
Opinion. I want the swings.
Congrats on new underwear and socks.
Lainey,
did you say you want a tie?
That's great.
All right, okay, hold on. Okay, so let's get into our next session, which we always like. We started this tradition. Mommy have brought a new tradition in our home a couple years ago, and it's the first day of the new year we make our
vision board.
And
yes.
So Daddy made one last year that was very, very powerful. That
unbelievable.
This podcast was on it and blew up. We, you know, and so I didn't bring it with me, but The vision board is a very powerful thing. We love doing it on the day of New Year's Day with the family. We sit around, we take all the magazines, start pasting, gluing, writing stuff, writing everything we want on there. Peyton, what is on your 2023 vision board?
One of my things I'm going to put on it, a squishmallow again.
It's things that you want to happen throughout the whole year. So
yeah,
Christmas,
it's not like pencils.
Oh, I have one. Okay. Being a squishmallow worker. Okay, so we go to the store, I buy all the stuff to make
this
stuff.
This is huge.
And then I
breaking
make
news.
Every single day.
Okay. So you're going to put on your vision board a squishmallow
So one of your goals for 2023 is to be a squishmallow worker.
Yeah, I love
does
it.
Well, that's technically a job, Dad. So.
Does Weinstein, does he represent the squishmallow
people?
You know
what, we got to reach out to FOP Dan Weinstein.
Yeah, I mean, like.
If there was anything with a squishmallow picture on it, I'll drink it.
Okay, well, okay, so that's on your vision board. What else do you want to do? Do you want to, like, things that you want to do? Like, do you want to go on vacations?
I want to go on vacation to a place called Ohio and New York.
Wow.
All right,
wow.
Listen here. This is obviously scripted.
This is unbelievable.
I can't listen to this right
okay,
now.
Okay, so, like, you don't want to go to Greece?
Oh, and Slovenia.
And Slovenia. Okay. Okay, this is good. We're getting somewhere. What else is on your vision board for 2023, Peyton?
Well, I want to try cider, like a little tiny apple cider with no honey.
Okay, okay.
But there's honey in apple cider?
No.
No, it's...
One time I tried an apple cider one with honey, and it tasted gross.
Okay. Well, that's because that was from Trader Joe's. And
let's not disparage Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Okay, so that is a really... Anything else on your vision board? Did you want any pets or anything like that?
A dog.
Yeah, okay, good. So we're going somewhere.
And a pet bunny. And a tiny cat. Phew. And no bunny, no cat.
Good, thank you.
and a bearded dragon.
Oh my God!
What
Phew.
Is it? What is in this Shirley Temple right now?
Not a bearded dragon. They have sharp claws. So I want a parrot.
Oh my God!
This is a journey right now.
That's what our friends have.
Okay. Well,
only one.
You started dog and you ended up at parrot. I love it. I love the thought process.
All right. Well, okay. Wait. So we're not going to get a zoo. And that.
I have one more thing.
The squishmallow is looking real good right now.
Let's back the truck up.
A bigger room.
Okay. Well, that's not going to happen because we just redid our house a couple years ago. And we made
two
that room.
Years,
okay.
Only
so
2 years
at least
ago.
You have your own room. Okay. So just be happy with that. Okay. If you got rid of all the squishmallows, you'd have a room. You could have a big room, but you got all these dolls
around. I'll get rid of everything but the squishmallows.
Okay, so.
But you still want a parrot.
So, Daddy's vision board is to get rid of your stuff in your room. That'd be great. okay, let's go right into Lainey. Your vision board for 2023. What do you want to happen? What are you visioning this year?
Well, I want to get a dog, but my dad says it's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, so I want to try to convince him to. Our whole family wants a dog except him. And I also want to go to the Bahamas. Mm. I want to go to Hawaii.
Mm.
And then I want to go...
Do you want to go to England?
Sure.
That's where I'm from.
Then I want to go to France, and then I want to go to Italy.
Wow, I like it. See, that's a good place.
And then
places.
I want to get a phone, but that's not going to happen.
You're definitely not getting a phone.
And then...
You're gonna be an all stars. You want to score a goal?
Oh
in
yeah,
all-stars?
I wanna get better at running.
Ooh.
And I wanna get my endurance up, and I wanna get better at being a midfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Better soccer player. I like that.
I just want to point out, Tommy, that Lainey made the all star team in AYSO.
Congrats! That's awesome. Fantastic. Yeah.
And then I also wanna get my overhand serve like.
Tennis.
Like, yeah.
Nice.
Volleyball.
Oh, better volleyball.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, better volleyball skills. And then.
Brooke Billings right there, influencing.
I'll tell you what, he's an influencer.
He is.
I don't know what else. There's a.
Well, I mean, look.
And I want to get my own room.
Oh, own room again. I like that.
And
dog.
A swing in my room.
You
a
might
swing,
really want
traveling,
a swing in your room. Oh,
better
I have
athlete.
A swing too.
Wait,
oh,
but you have too many.
Oh,
squishmallows
and
for
a swing. I wanna have a superpower where I can ask people something and then they can easily say yes. So like for the teachers, I can be like, "Can I wear nail polish?" And they'll be like,
Oh, yeah, because we go to a Catholic school and we don't get to wear that much stuff except uniforms.
Yep, that's so Catholic school.
Yeah, I want to be able to wear, like, I want to wear, like,
so you're not allowed to wear colored nail polish at school?
Nope.
Oh. What happens if you do?
Then you'll have to go to the nurse and you have to take it off and then you'll get a warning.
Whoa, martyrs.
I know.
Warning.
Yeah, don't get me started on the hair.
Well, there it is. Chris.
Voila.
What's on your vision board for 2023?
Good health. I want to take the family to England. I want to meet my sister and my whole family over there. I want to be in Finland at some point for business reasons. I'm working on a project, which I'll tell you about offline. I want you and I to be broadcasting the podcast from the Michigan Ohio State game this year.
Oh, that'd be great. I like that. I like that envision.
I want it to cost you and me $0.
And sponsors come out.
Sponsored.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what I want. Good health for everybody. Good health for the family. I'd like to get Lainey. I'd like to get a fourth bedroom.
Yes.
In the house. Might
Thank
need
God.
FOP Mike Kersey to build it. We'll see. See what the budget
He's
the best.
Is. He was over today.
But working on a few things, and I just want to keep moving forward in good health. Those are the main things, Tommy. But I would say a year ago we came up with this thing in the car, and let's go big.
Love it, Chris. Cheers. I'm going to drink to.
This is my favorite thing, dude.
You know, so
just so you know.
I hope your visions come true. And when you write them down and you cut out pictures and you write it on the vision board, it's so crazy how many of them do come true. So, again, my vision for 2023, I love to say that I want health and happiness for my entire family.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love Peyton to become a smarter, beautiful, keeping a beautiful heart inside and continuing to be generous and nice to people. I envision my son becoming a better athlete in soccer and in football. I envision myself becoming healthier, losing more weight, and becoming a better tennis player and getting more pickleball games with you.
We want you on there,
Tommy. And constantly, I want to keep on walking every day, 90 to 2 hours every day to get healthy and keep that health going. I would love to envision a June BCS Buckeye SoFi Championship for the D9 Buckeyes in the spring. I want to coach again and bring that to that team. I also want to continue to have a great marriage and filled with love and joy with my beautiful wife and the mother to my beautiful kids, Dawn Reed. I love her so much. I envision more Bar 533 parties, family get-togethers,
mm-hmm.
Just celebrating my friendships with our great friends all around the South Bay and then those that come visit. And I'm going to say that I hope that work continues to be, rich mm-hmm. and fulfilled. I have work keeps on going well and that, there's
That's
new
great.
Opportunities that keep on happening that you don't see what mm-hmm. happens. So I'm going to put those out there. New movies, documentaries, new accounts happening for work, new opportunities, to keep on coming in there. I want to keep all work going and keep the money keep on coming in. And most importantly, I want to have fun and travel. I have some really good travel plans this year. And to enjoy that with my closest family and friends and to have really strong family ties and keep my love going with them and be thankful and healthy and happiness for everyone. And so life is really short and sometimes we don't take the time to say I love you or I forgive you. And the holiday time is always a good time to reflect upon yourself and your friends and your family. To forgive and to let back in. That's what my brother James does so well. And I'm just very thankful. And, I'm thankful for what you started with this podcast and for us to grow together. And whoever thought we would have three major sponsors coming in for us.
it's crazy,
then we've
over
had, 30 plus episodes this year?
So this is number 31.
This is number 31. What a great way to end it. Family and friends are beautiful. What they can do to make you happy. And to just keep on keeping on with a smile on our face, right?
Yep. I love that, Tommy. That's beautiful. Friends of the Pod shout-outs brought to you by South Bay's luxury realtor, Brooke Billings. Looking for a home to buy or sell in Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, or anywhere in the South Bay? Look no further, as the one who gets the best results and the most market value for your home is none other than Super Dad himself, Brooke Billings, servicing his hometown Manhattan Beach and more for years.
Nice read.
I love, thank you. I've been thank practicing. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, Brooke. For the year, we love you.
All right, so let's start off. I'll go around. We'll go this way. I'll go myself. We'll go Peyton, Laney, and then we'll end up with Chris, because Chris has a bunch always.
Always.
Big shout-outs to all the Buckeye Nation who come in from all over the country that listen to support us. You know, Chris and I always rely on our home friends from home and our high school friends and our college friends to always support the pod. Thank you to all you guys. You know, we have basically Will Fletcher in Texas. We have Kevin Chips in Texas. We have, going into Louisiana, Bobby Fecundis, LSU Bobby.
LSU Bobby, baby.
You know? And we have, then we go right into Florida. We have Darren Mock and John Tate. Thank you so much for always listening, supporting. We go up the coast to the Carolinas, where we have Preston Mock and Brian Cook and Casey McKinley. Going all the way through the East Coast, you know, we have all of my friends from I grew up from home, Jimmy Taylor, Peter Francia, Jeff Leanhart, Ryan Gladstein, all these great friends, Dave Malazzo, Sanjay Vishnapad. Then we go back, you know, all the way through to Ohio and have all those boys there, you know, John Bagley, Brent LeCount, Jack Coleman. Thank you, Todd Camp, Steve Alexiu, all you guys for your continued support. Really appreciate it. And appreciate that you guys are always telling a friend or two to listen to the podcast. We really appreciate that, because there's always a dad tip or two that we can always get from each other always. And help each other out. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you guys listening. And then we have our local South Bay dads, our whole dad crew that we can, the list is endless, you know, and we appreciate all your time. And again, Mike Kersey, thanks for coming over and helping me out. Handyman Mike.
That's right. I talked to Mike today.
I mean, he's over my house reorganizing and helping me.
He has
me.
No option.
Yeah, he's just the greatest gift. I mean, he just always does it, always gives you his time. So thank you all, and appreciate all your listening and support of the pod. Peyton, who do you want to give a FOP, friend of the pod, shout out?
Well, I want to give a big shout out to my mom.
Okay, that's a good one.
My friend Olivia, my friend Naja, and my cousin's dogs.
All right.
That are really nice, that I really like. And my dad and all my friends, like Lainey and some of my dad's friends I don't even know.
All right. I love that. That's a great FOP shout out. Lainey, let's hear your FOPs.
My whole family, all my friends, Emily Keene, Taylor Neiman, Dave Hillsberg.
Nice.
My cousins, me, my new dog.
Okay. The new dog that's not here.
New dog that's not here all right. either.
All right. And probably bean burritos.
All right. Bean burritos. Okay.
Lainey Parrish, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Billingsley and Vince, two movies that came out last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, Peter.
Christmas with the Campbells, we saw the premiere a couple weeks ago. Absolutely tremendous, AMC Plus. Christmas Story Christmas, we all went to the premiere a couple weeks ago in El Segundo. The sequel to the Christmas Story, absolutely tremendous. Very proud of Peter B. and Vince. Kice, South Bay Auto House. Has been saving my ass for 14 years. Any European car that you have, take it to South Bay Auto House.
Nice.
It's fantastic. Dan Stevenson, friend of the pod.
Dr. Dan.
Reached out to me a couple weeks ago after learning of the passing of my friend Dave, and is trying to get together with a beer, but in lieu of that, he dropped off a 12-pack of ice-cold Montucky.
Good. He's such a good guy.
I want to give a shout-out to Bridget Hillsberg. We love you. Suzanne Vancura, we are supporting you starting tomorrow. My son, Vetter, I'm wearing a shirt today. We love you. You're not on the pod yet, but we love you, and your sister loves you. A couple guys helping me out right now: Mike Geismar, Chris Snavice, Brett Cravat, Jeff Ludwig, Booth Bone, Luke Myers. Thank you guys all for your counsel the last couple weeks.
Great dudes.
My wonderful, wonderful daughter Lainey Parrish. Obviously. I love you very much. Obviously.
Thank you,
Tommy.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, brother.
And this has just been awesome.
This has been a great year.
And then last, and absolutely not least, Amy Michelle Cinco Parrish. I don't have anything without you. So I love you. And you're a friend of the pod and your wife of the pod.
My mom.
Yeah.
Aww.
And your mom of the pod. So
love mom it. Of the pod.
There we go.
I love my wife, Dawn, for giving us the ability to do what we love, Chris.
Yes.
So
those are two classy, patient ladies.
They are.
They listen to this all the time.
Tennis, classy, patient.
Tennis, classy, that's right.
Picky,
all right, everyone.
Lovable ladies.
Okay, here we go. So thank you for taking time to listen to Dad's Night Podcast brought to you by the Believe Network. Please like it and share with a friend or two that you think would love this ridiculous banter. Because after all, Dad's Night was where ridiculous
becomes reality, baby. And Tommy, where can you find us on Instagram?
Dad's Night Podcast on Instagram. And you guys can send us an email.
DadsNightPodcast@gmail.com, and I will see you Friday. I won't see you, but I will represent you at the Believe Holiday Party. Yeah, we're over.
All right, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye.